about the very elevated mila of what's called the Shliach Mitzvah, which we all are really. That's what we are. We're the Shliach Mitzvah. We saw that Shliach Mitzvah is the Erech of Shabbos, and we learned an interesting pshat. I think it was the pshat of Shliach Mitzvah is the Erech of Shabbos. We see that Shabbos is Ma'en Olam Haba, and that the difficulties and sufferings and complications that we go through in this world pushes aside Olam Haba. It's worthwhile coming to this world, which is not Olam Haba, in case you hadn't noticed. It's worth it to be Doche Shabbos, means the ultimate purpose, in order to get the benefits and the values of life, of what that is. And we ended off by saying that somebody who lives with this Hashkofa, said all the suffering that he goes under comes with a very specific, it's aimed at him very, very specifically, very designer orientated. So he removes from himself many, many difficulties and emotional problems and bouncing around that people normally have when they have Yisurim. Most of our Yisurim, the problem is not the Yisurim itself, it's the way we relate to the Yisurim that makes it a million times worse. We've all experienced that at a certain point, you know, where you have a problem and you make the problem much bigger than it is, just because of not being able to deal with the problem the correct way. So he gives many reasons for that, and that's what we're about to start today. Koyach hamashaleach b'shliach. The power of the sender in relationship to the sender. It's not good English. The sent. The guy that got sent. Yeah, the mashaleach is the... is the balabos, the guy sending, and the shliach is the agent himself, the principal and the agent. Back to legal terms, yeah? I'm sure I haven't used those ones for a while. The principal and the agent. I'm a lawyer, what can I do with this? I'm a lawyer, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a simple Jew, I'm a Sanhedrin rabbi, had to spend many years in a certain university in Johannesburg studying law, and eventually got admitted to the bar and then left. Rashi's Nipam leplam yodi magish ki kulo shikola kola kitzim who ainim asugul avos hagal hazeh. Sometimes a person feels that he's mamash caught between what's called a rock and a hard place. Right? He's caught in all the. There's just no way out. It's like just, everything's just dark and black, and there's just no way for him to just this next wave. He's not going to be able to deal with this next wave. It's overwhelming. People go through phases like that. Hayesurim achriyoso who lo machazik mamers. The Yesurim are really getting to him. He's not able to maintain himself. Ulamimu yodayak Yesurim haim shlichas mes Hashem. But if you would know, at least intellectually, let's just deal in the real world. If you would know, just at least intellectually, that everything that's happening to you now is coming from Hashem. Shai shluchas shel Adam kamoisei, because we have a principle of shluchas shel Adam kamoisei, that the agent is exactly like the principle. Kaviyachol. Kikoich hamashalayach b'shliach. Where do you see the power of the principle? Is in the agent. He can't have more power, by the way, than the principle. We have a klal in the laws of agency that the agent can't do more than what the principle himself could do. The agent is always limited by the power of the principle, but he has at least as much power as the principle. He can makadish a woman for a man. You can send a shliach to makadish a woman for you. Or for the book, I don't know why you guys are driving around on shidduchim. Sit and learn and send a shliach. Yes. They used to do. Send a shliach to makadish a woman for you. What's the problem? Look how much basfair you could save. So, don't try this.
Well, I have no problem with it.
I heard it. No, the halacha is not. The halacha is she's fine with it. She can send a shliach to Makabalus.
And then two shliachs to meet each other.
Yeah, that's a Gemara. You send the two shliachim and you have a mevusti, you have a complete kedushin. That's it. My right to kedushin.
And long as they get along, it's all right.
They don't have to deal with the answer that you have. No, that's kiddushin. That's not nisui. Nisui requires you. ולכן מכיוון שהקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא כל יכול ובעל הכוח את כולם, and therefore since הקדוש ברוך הוא is כל יכול, he is all powerful, and he is the one that's doing everything, שלח אותו לעולם כדי להאמין בניסיון. He sent you into the world in order to withstand this ניסיון. השם יש לו כוחות אין סופיים, and he has infinite powers. השם לא יש לו כוחות אדירים להאמין בניסיון להצליח. A Kodesh Baruch Hu sent you into the world. A Kodesh Baruch Hu sent this Nisoyim specifically for you. Therefore, you have what it takes to withstand this Nisoyim. By the way, there's a principle in Torah, from our Rebbeim, that if a person objectively knows, that he cannot withstand any more of this Nisoyim, the Nisoyim's over. You have to be objective about it. You could never know. But let's say you could. If objectively, let's say you didn't know, if objectively you cannot withstand any more, yeah, then the Nisoyim's over. Because the Nisoyim's not there to destroy you, the Nisoyim's there to bring you to the point where it's supposed to bring you to. So if it's impossible for you to do what's being asked, objectively impossible, very often we think we can't hang in anymore, and yet you see you do. God, I can't anymore, that's it, no more, you know, and 2 days later he's still there. I can't anymore, you know. That's not an objective, I can't hang in anymore. But objectively, if you would know that you couldn't hang on anymore, that's the end of the Nisoyim. The Nisoyim would end, because that is the end of the Nisoyim. There's no point in pushing off the edge of a cliff. There's another aspect of Nisoyim, which Rav has a wonderful share on, that's brought down in his book as well. I don't know if you know that principle. We should maybe discuss it. Yes.
Based on what you just said, but there is an end. I mean, there's an end to this world.
We're talking about a person in the middle of a real ordeal. He's going through a real difficult ordeal, he's having a real difficult suffering here, right? So he knows that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's specifically down for him, and it's the best thing for him, because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who put in this world in order to withstand the Nisoyim, and Hashem gave him the Nisoyim. Hashem is the Mashalayach, and the Nisoyim is the Shliach, and therefore this Nisoyim has all the koiches of Hashem. It's with all the love and the caring and what's best for you built into the Nisoyim, yeah? And it's specifically designed exactly for you. Yeah? So if this Nisoyim, his goal is to destroy you, well then fine, you're right. But the Nisoyim's never there to destroy you. The Nisoyim's there to do whatever it's supposed to do.
Sometimes there's punishment for some sins that a person's done, no? That it actually, the Matarat is...
Good, but it doesn't destroy you. It doesn't destroy you. It does exactly what it's supposed to do, and then it stops. Then it's not a Nisoyim anymore. Then it's we can make Yisurim also. Love, Dafke, and Nisoyim. Yeah, there's Yisurim that only certain Avayos, only Yisurim Miskaper are loved. Good, but then the minute it's Miskaper, the Yisurim has to stop. So what is that cut-off point? Is if you can't take any more objectively, when one more month is going to destroy you, so then it's not miscuffering anymore. So then it has to stop. You're right, there is the ultimate thing called Misa. That's fine. Okay, we'll have to see what that is. But until that point, if a person's in the Nisoyim and objectively he knows he can't handle anymore, then the Nisoyim has to be finished. Because unless, you're right, this Nisoyim's been thrown off the edge of a cliff. There is another, it's kedar to do it now if you guys don't know this principle, because it's a very important principle. One of the most basic fundamental principles in Ashkofa of Torah is, what is the word Nisoyim? Why are we dealing with this? I mean, he's not going to discuss it. The root of the word Nisoyim is the word Nais. Now, Nais has two meanings. It means a banner, and it means a miracle. So, what does a Nisoyim have to do with miracles and banners? So, let's ask a question. What is a Nisoyim? It's a test, right? So, why does Hashem test somebody? Why do you normally test somebody? Because you want to see how they're going to do. Teacher wants to know how the class is doing. So, why does Hashem have to test me? He knows how I'm doing. He doesn't need a test, right? So the simple classic answer is, that's for me. It's for me to find out where I'm holding. Very good. Okay. So now, this test that Hashem gives me, can I withstand the test or not? I can withstand the test. So what does the test do? It just allows me to do what I always could do. I just didn't know I could do it. So the test comes along and squeezes me, so I do something I didn't know I could do. I thought I could run 80 kilometers an hour. You said the pit bull terrier that hasn't eaten for 3 days. I suddenly discover I could run 90 kilometers an hour. Could I run 90 kilometers an hour? Yeah, you always had the ability to, but you just didn't know. So the test tells you something you didn't know. Fine. So where's the miracle in that? Why is it called an Nisoy? Why is it called a knife? What's it got to do with a banner? What is that Megala to the world? Yeah. So what's the flip side? You couldn't withstand it. You couldn't do it. So then if you couldn't do it, why bother testing me to do something I can't do? That's the famous Kashman. What is an Nisoy? If I can do it, so then what's the big deal? I just did what I always could do. So the test just brought out the banner in me. It was always there and I just revealed it. And if I can't withstand the test, so then that's not a test, that's a firing squad. So my karapu. So the many approaches to this. The classic approach, which I'll show you, there might be a better approach. The classic approach is we've dealt with the classic approach. The classic approach is it's there to bring out the best in you. You thought you could jump 100 feet, Hashem says jump 200. You squeezed yourself, you jumped 200. There's a different way of learning it, and that is like this. The truth is, you can't withstand an Nisoy. When Hashem gives you an Nisoy, it is 100% impossible for you to do what Hashem asks you to do. You can jump 80 feet. If Hashem really squeezes you and pushes you, you have the ability to go to 100. You really must go to the nth degree of your capabilities, you'll be able to jump 100. Hashem says, I'm over, jump 120. So what do? You jump. What happens when you get to 100? Hashem picks you across and puts you on the other side. What is an Nisoy? An Nisoy is when Hashem asks you to do something that's impossible, and you do it, and by doing it, since it was impossible, you megala the Yad Hashem in the world. Which, you do something that's impossible, that's what's called a nice, because you did something that's miraculous. And at the same time, it's a banner because it reveals the Kodesh Baruch in the world. When Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, it was impossible for him to do. But Mordechai Melech, the Moedik Pshat on the Akedah. What was the impossibility for Avraham Avinu to do? That he was a bit embarrassed because people would say that you've been preaching against child sacrifice and you're turning your child up to sacrifice him. That's a test for Avraham Avinu, what people will think. Avraham Avinu for the last 100 years had been, didn't really care too much about what people thought. They threw him into fire furnaces because they disagreed with him and he wasn't bothered. So now he's going to be a bit bothered. Hashem says, please kill your son. So Avraham Avinu is a bit embarrassed. So Mordechai Melech says like this, listen to this pshat, it's unbelievable. Avraham Avinu had made himself into somebody that could only do the Ratzon Hashem. So what's the proof? He kept the whole Torah. Chazal tells us that Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. What is the Torah? It's the Ratzon Hashem. How did Avraham Avinu know how to keep the Torah? Because he could only do the Ratzon Hashem. He went about discovering from the world what the Ratzon Hashem was. And he had made himself into somebody that could not go against the Ratzon Hashem. And Hashem says to him, come along and take your son and kill him. And Avraham Avinu knows that the Ratzon Hashem is that Yitzhak should live. Hashem says, I know, but kill him anyway. The test of Avraham Avinu is in order to mekayim the Ratzon Hashem, he has to go against the Ratzon Hashem. How do you do that? That's a test. It's impossible. There's no way to do that. There's no way to mekayim the Ratzon Hashem by shechting Yitzchak, and there's no way to mekayim the Ratzon Hashem by not shechting Yitzchak. So what does he do? He doesn't think about it. Hashem says, shecht Yitzchak, he shecht Yitzchak. It means I implode inside. I cease to exist. Yeah. Do it anyway. That's some test, eh? Mordechai Melech sets up the test like that. That's some real test. So what happens? He goes up to the mountain and he's megaleh to the whole world. We're still living on the schus of that giloy today, okay? Who really runs the world? The Kosh Baruch Hu. That the Kosh Baruch Hu can have his Ratzon Hashem being done by his Ratzon Hashem not being done. We don't understand that, but that's the giloy. Avraham Avinu finally becomes the Merkava, the thing that brings the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence into the world in a total way that it never goes away again. Klal Yisrael continues to be the Merkava of the Shekhinah after that test. It was only after that test. Everything he did up till then wasn't enough. Now I know you fear Hashem. Now, after the 9th test, he got thrown into the fire, the Kastim, and he threw his son Yishmael out, which went totally against his Teva. He did all the tests, yeah? Now I know it. Now, because you did the impossible. That's why it's a Nisoy. That's why it was the Nisoy of Nisoyans. So that's the Yisod in a Nisoy. A Nisoy is it comes along to make you do something that's impossible. Yeah? And it is impossible. But Hashem says, oh, no, do it anyway. And if you do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu schleps you across. When He schleps you across, even if the world doesn't see it, you start seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart. You start seeing, hold on a second, how did I do that? It was impossible. How am I suddenly learning Rishonim, which normally take about Pek Tuil 12 years to get to, and after a year in Yeshiva, I'm already learning Rabbi Kiva Agus. How did that happen? And I said, it's impossible. This must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching you. Many examples. If you stop and have a look at your life and you're not too garbage to think, I've done it. If you think you are done it, so then fine, there's no room for Hashem there. You know? But if you recognize, hey, that was impossible. I couldn't. How did I do that? How did I get to where I am? How did I? You know, I come from it. I'm, yeah, how did that happen? It's impossible. Yeah, you're right, it's impossible. Hashem said, please jump into the Yam Suf and start swimming. You know that not one person then knew how to swim? Nachshon ben Anadov, they jumped in. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, stop davening. Now's not the time to daven. Please go. Go where? Into the sea. That's great. There's no one here that knows how to swim. There's a bunch of desert. These guys lived in the desert their whole life. They didn't have too much water. They were building pyramids in Ramses. You know, the last time water was seen in Ramses. You know, these were slaves. Every time they know how to swim, you ask them to swim across the Yam Suf, they're going to drown. I know, but swim anyway. But you told us to come out of Mitzrayim to go get the Torah. The Maharal says that for Klal Yisrael, Yam Suf was the same as the Kadesh Yisrael. They were asked to do the impossible. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go first, because Moshe Rabbeinu went in last. Why didn't he go first? Why was it Nachshon that went in first? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem says to him, stop davening, go? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu go in?
Wouldn't be a test for him.
Because that wouldn't be the test for Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael saw Moshe Rabbeinu in, well, Moshe's going in, we also go in. Each Jew had to go through the Kadesh Yitzchak on his own. So Hashem set it up at Yam Suf. None of them could swim. So Nachshon Sukkot jumps in, he starts panting and he's drowning. So the water's up to his nose, suddenly the sea splits. That's how a Jew has to focus. That's how he has to go through the world. I used to give a share in a drug rehab center in Johannesburg. Whatever, not a share, like a spiritual classes or whatever. I used to give this your sort of cross to them. Ah, it's impossible to stop using. Fair enough, but do it anyway. You can't stop. That's the first step to understanding anything in this world. Okay, that without a kosbocha, I can't do anything. So you're right, you can't. So what do? Stop using. What'll be? I don't know, but stop. That's the same with everything we do. It's the same with the avails. It's the same with all the addictions we have. That's jump into the sea. Ah, I can't swim. So you'll drown. Or the sea will split. But Hashem asks you to do the impossible. So do it. And you'll be amazed when you start doing that, by the way, what happens. You'll be fascinated to see what happens. You actually start doing the impossible. That's what Rabbi speaks Tana all the time. He couldn't understand why people weren't doing the impossible. Why don't you learn Shasina Yom? If I gave you $1 million to finish Shasina Yom, you'd do it, right? Sure. All the excuses you have would suddenly go away. Yeah, because for $1 million, you get very creative. You're not so tired anymore, you'd steal an hour a year, you wouldn't have to visit Aunt Mavis in Tel Aviv 3 times a week. You'll find ways around all the problems you have that stop you learning, right? So why don't we do it? Because you know it's impossible. I can't, so why even start? Yeah? You don't know. Kosh Baruch says, I want you to finish us the end of the year. So start. Who knows what it'll be? Yeah? Very Kaplan said, he said, when he was learning the Mir, they tried to learn Dafi Bal Peh. So when they first started, he said, you take like about 2 hours to finish a Daf Bal Peh. After a while, he was doing one in 20 minutes. So if you do a Cheshbon, it takes me 2 hours to learn Daf Bal Peh. So how many hours will it take me to do 7,000, whatever, how many Dafim it is, whatever? It's impossible. You're right, but then you start learning and doing it in 20 minutes. So it's not so impossible anymore. But if you don't start, you don't get anywhere. That's the Vortim in this story. It's impossible. You're right. Do it anyway. Hashem will help you. If Hashem will help you, you'll do anything. And Hashem wants you to be Matzliach more than you want to be Matzliach. So go for it. Don't be small. That's it. Okay. To be continued tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Thank you.